From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. Privacy policies are an important safeguard for online consumers, especially kids. But a new report today from the Federal Trade Commission says, for the most part, developers of children's mobile apps are failing to disclose their practices. The FTC looked at 400 children's apps, half of them available through the Apple App Store and the other half through Google's Android market. It found that only 1 in 5 offered a disclosure about what type of sensitive information it might be collecting. Lorraine Ackerman is an app developer and founder of MomsWithApps.com, a blog dedicated to helping other parents develop apps for kids. Ms. Ackerman, privacy is one issue your group talks about on a regular basis. What do you make of this report?
I always appreciate when there's attention on this issue of children, technology, and privacy. I feel that more needs to be done to highlight what is needed from the FTC's perspective beyond the best practice. And so what I'd like to see from this report or from further movement on the issue is that best practices are taken a step further to an industry standard. Because once we have an industry standard for how to disclose features in kids' educational apps, then the consumer education process can really begin because it will be focused.
The report brings up concerns such as GPS being used to find a child's location or phone number. What other issues raise red flags for you?
In my mind as a parent, it's about what kind of data will surprise me or features that will surprise me. The things that are on my mind is whether I will see advertising, whether my child will have the ability to make a purchase without me knowing about it, or whether or not they will be able to connect to social media or other third-party services.
Now, your group developed your own guidelines for developers and shared them with the FTC, I understand, in May. What were your suggestions?
One of the dad developers in our group developed a set of icons that's similar to a nutrition label concept that said basically a yes or a no behind certain features, like does this app include advertisements, social media, internet links, or purchase capabilities. And we showed these icons to the FTC, and they definitely, you know, encouraged the work and saw it as progress. But you know, having a standard interface, sort of like a nutrition label, would probably benefit all parties.
In your view, is there an industry group that's headed in the right direction?
There is an industry group called the Association for Competitive Technology, who actually supported our icon development and are trying to take that nationwide with something called the App Trust Project. They're really trying to bolster these icons and get the word out to developers, you know, across the nation and across the world.
This is such a new market, and the regulations have yet to be fully developed and solidified. So until they are, what can parents do to protect their kids' identities?
Well, there's one very clear suggestion I would give to all parents who have a mobile device in the home, and that's to know the settings on their phone of what they could do to either limit certain types of content. So, for example, on an Apple iPhone or an iPad, if you go to Settings, General, and then Restrictions, you have the ability to filter the content that's downloaded, turn off purchasing, and turn off Wi-Fi. And all of that can be done with a simple press of your button.
Now, you have 2 kids, a 7 and a 9-year-old. How are you navigating this as a parent?
You know, I'm on the front lines myself. Being in the mobile app industry, using social media so I can learn how it works, so I can learn about privacy from my perspective, is what's gearing me up for when they become preteens.
Lorraine Ackerman, thank you.
Thank you.
Lorraine Ackerman founded the website MomsWithApps.com. And I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.